Chancellor Keir, President Vickers, Dean Surplice, Phi Theta Kappa inductees, ladies and gentlemen, it is my express pleasure to be speaking with you this evening. However, I have to laugh to myself a little when I'm asked to speak to a group like this, because most of the time when I'm told of the topic on which I will be speaking, the answer is always the same: technology. And I chuckle because trying to explain technology is a bit like trying to explain the universe. It is this ginormous, mysterious, sometimes uninhabitable, ever-expanding entity that will no doubt someday grow so large it will destroy even itself. Many of us spend every moment of our lives in contact with technology. It has become so commonplace that we don't even notice it. The alarm clock wakes us up every morning. The electronic toothbrush that we use. The coffee maker that was set last night and now the coffee is brewed and waiting to drink. From the cars we drive, the radios we listen to, the TVs we watch, and the cell phones we communicate with. Never before in human history have we had access to so much technology and so much instant information. Wouldn't you agree? Well, let me transport us all back to the 14th or 15th century just for a few moments. The Renaissance has started to change the way the world views art and religion, science, and indeed the social and political structure of the known world. And since I'm there, it's probably because someone asked me to do a lecture on technology. And so I tried to describe it this way. There's this invention, and it's adapted from existing technologies, and in a very short time, literally just a few decades, it's grown to 150 to 200 million users. People of note have said of this technology that it has changed the whole face and state of things throughout the world. The unprecedented impact of this technology in the long-term development of the modern world history is difficult to capture in its entirety. The immediate availability and affordability of the technology to the general public has boosted the democratization of knowledge and laid the material basis for the modern knowledge-based economy. Doing that lecture, would I have been considered mad? A radical? Well, certainly I would be a dreamer. Actually, that lecture could be given in the time of the Renaissance, and it would not be considered that absurd. In Renaissance Europe, the arrival of mechanical, movable type printing introduced an era of mass communication which permanently altered the structure of society. The relatively unrestricted circulation of information and ideas, some of them quite revolutionary, transcended borders, it captured the masses in Reformation and threatened the power of political and religious authorities. The dramatic increase in literacy broke the monopoly of the literate elite on education and learning and bolstered the emerging middle class.